fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. And we had a chance to tune in the program over the last few days. It's been such a wonderful, really the last few weeks, such a wonderful season that we're walking through between the resurrection of our Lord and Easter, the celebration, and moving toward the Feast of Pentecost. It's a fantastic time in the church year, a great season, and it's a season of in which we see the promises of Jesus fulfilled. And one of the best ways, friends, to share in the season and the grace of the season, you might be tuned into the program today and feel like you're completely disconnected from it all, or maybe accidentally even turned into the program and you're trying to figure out what this is. Really, what I've been doing the last number of weeks here on the show on Fire on the Earth is to just go through some of the key passages from the Bible that were given as readings at Mass, at church, and a lot of it's taken from the Acts of the Apostles and the Gospel of John. Simultaneously, we see in the Acts of the Apostles the growth of the church. You know, Jesus promised the apostles that they would receive the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit would empower them to go forward and to preach repentance to the world, and to bring salvation through repentance and baptism and the gift of the Holy Spirit to the world, and that the Spirit would guide them, the Spirit would give them the words to speak, the Spirit would act through them, and they would perform signs and wonders. The Holy Spirit would bring unity, would bring conviction, would bring forgiveness and healing, the whole ministry of the Holy Spirit, you might say. And that's one way to describe what is the church about. The Catholic Church, the Christian people, are about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the one sent by the Father and the Son. You know, God is three persons. God is a community of persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is literally, it's a person, the love between the Father and the Son. And we're talking about a revelation of the nature of God that Jesus has brought to us, who God is. God is love. And that love is expressed in a communion of persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, united perfectly in love. And it's the love of the Father that sends the Son. And the Son comes to the earth on mission. He becomes one of us in order to save us. And the Son accomplishes that under the guidance and power and anointing of the Spirit. It's really a Trinitarian, meaning the salvation and mission comes from God. And salvation is the work of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, saving and rescuing. Jesus says he came to seek and save the lost. And the lost are those who don't really know who God is. We're lost in sin and darkness. We literally are in the dark. We're in the dark about where we've come from, why we're here, where we're going. We're in the dark about the mysteries in our own hearts. In your heart and mine, that our hearts are so deep and it's so full of a mixture of things, of moments of great wonder and goodness and love and compassion, but also it's also mixed in with so much darkness and fear and isolation and depression and loneliness and bitterness and anger and jealousy and rivalry. And in some ways, we're lost. There's a poem I mentioned a few times over the years by W.H. Auden. I happened to share with a young man on an airplane recently. Had a wonderful conversation with this young guy. He's in his 30 years old and trying to straighten out his life. And we talked a lot about the meaning of life. We talked a lot about the meaning of marriage and of human sexuality and of the purpose of sex and its design and the goodness of it and all that, because he just came out of a life of years of hooking up, of even, you know, having sexual relations with people, women he was close to and some he just met. And it's just kind of the hookup culture thing. So we ended up having a great conversation about God, about God's revelation we ended up having in the airplane, which was such a great moment and a precious moment. But what we end up seeing is that the Holy Spirit, who has guided the apostles, the Holy Spirit who enlivens and animates the Christian life, the Holy Spirit is given to us and comes on mission as Jesus came on mission. And Jesus is the one filled with the Spirit who rises from the dead and is exalted at the right hand of the Father, and by his authority that Spirit is poured out on all of us, all who want to receive it. We said over the last few days that coming of the Spirit is a sign that we're in the last days. We're in a time of mercy. We're in a time of God's offering of the gift of salvation to the world. to every human heart. This is why the church exists in the world. And because of spiritual warfare, because of human weakness, because of sin, the church sometimes, people in the church get distracted, get knocked off course, fail, lose clarity. The devil tries to blind our minds again so we can't see the light of the glory of God shining on the face of Jesus. So we lose clarity about the mission and the sense of purpose and why we're here. And it's partly what I talked about with the young man on the airplane, that just the fundamental reason and purpose why we're here. And as we talked, the lights just went on. You could just see the lights going on in his mind and in his heart. It was a moment of really decision for him. I mean, I don't just mean our conversation, but the period of life that he's in right now, clearly the Lord's trying to reach him. But there's a battle going on. I could just see the battle in him, and that battle goes on in each and every one of us. What we're seeing in the readings this week, again, is the unfolding of the church being led by the Holy Spirit, and then along with it, the gospel readings of Jesus talking about himself as the bread of life, as the light of the world, and the source of salvation. So as Jesus communicated to the apostles and those that he was the source of salvation, you see now Peter proclaiming that salvation to the world. Here's John chapter 12, for example, today, the gospel reading. It says, Jesus cried out and said, whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. Jesus came to reveal the Father. He came to tell the truth about God the Father, that God is our Father, that God is love, that we're made for him, we're made to serve him and love him and be with him forever. Jesus goes on, he said, but also the one who sent me, and whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. Jesus came to reveal God the Father. What is God the Father like? Look at Jesus. How do I know his nature and his character? I mean, isn't God just a big force like in Star Wars? Isn't he just like a clockmaker who kind of wound us up, and now we're all on our own, and he's removed, and he's impersonal? Who is this God? Jesus came to reveal the truth about him. Jesus says it, if you see me, you will see the Father. What do we see in Jesus? Mercy, compassion, love, goodness, kindness, patience, truth, beauty. It's all in Jesus. Jesus is a reflection, perfect reflection of the Father. Jesus is forgiving. He's kind. So is the Father. But Jesus also speaks the truth, and so does the Father, because he knows we can't live in the Father. We can't be free if we don't live in the truth. And he goes on to say, I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. What's the light? The light is what we've just been describing. Jesus turned on the light, you might say. He allows us to see the truth about who God is, the truth about who we are, and the truth about sin and the rebellion in the world that's set against God. He draws back the veil. He reveals the mysteries and the mystery of God's plan for salvation. I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not observe them, I do not condemn him. This is very interesting. For I did not come to condemn the world, but to save it. Take my life as an example. If anyone hears my word, okay, I heard Jesus' word, but I decided not to observe it. I decided to go my own way. I don't want to believe in the commandments. I don't want to believe in the restrictions of the commandments and how they limit me. I don't want any limits on my life, so I'm going to go live my life the way I want to. In fact, I'm going to reshape his commandments. I'm actually live a different way, and I'm going to say God wants me to live this way. If I do that, it says Jesus does not condemn me. He said, because I did not come to condemn the world, but to save it. But then he goes on. Does it mean by saying that he doesn't come to condemn the world that he doesn't think it's a problem that I choose to live that way? No, that's not what he means. He said, whoever rejects me does not accept my words. He has something to judge him. The word that I spoke, it will condemn him on the last day. because I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. So what I say as the Father told me. So Jesus is saying that I haven't come to condemn you, I've come to save you. And I've given you a word and I've given you my life in order to save you and to bring you back to the Father. That's what it means to be saved, to bring you into the Father's house and the Father's presence, to share in the life of the Father, to share in, to become partakers of the divine nature, as St. Peter said. But Jesus didn't say there is no condemnation. He said that what will condemn us in the end, on the day of judgment, is the words that Jesus spoke. Did I live those words or did I not? Did I take those words into my heart and make them my own or did I not? Did I, as St. Paul said, did I tamper with God's word? Did I change God's word to suit my own life? Did I twist what Jesus said so that I could have what I wanted? Did I ignore some of Jesus' teaching in order to live the life I think I need to live in, so that I can be happy? What will be revealed at the end is very simple, and it's inescapable what's coming. Our entire life and the truth about who we are is going to be completely revealed. And all the masks and the masquerading and all the duplicity, all the hiding, it's all going to be exposed. And the truth about who we are is going to be manifested to everyone. And we will be judged at that moment, at that time. And what will we be judged by is the word that we've been given in Christ, with the word that Jesus came to speak. Do I believe in him? Did I believe in him? Well, what did my life look like? Did I actually live in a way that manifested the truth that at the core of my heart, I loved him and I wanted to live for him with all my life? The truth about how I lived will reveal the truth that was in my heart. And how I lived will be compared to the commands and the teaching of Jesus. And if the two don't meet, Jesus is telling us, something will judge him. He said, the word I spoke, it will condemn him on the last day. So some people want to say, everybody's saved, there's no condemnation. Jesus said nothing but really nice things. Jesus said lots of wonderful, beautiful things about what we're called to be and what he wants to do for us. But if we don't believe in him and we don't conform our life to him, and we don't run after him and put him at the center of our hearts and our life, that's all going to be revealed on the last day. And our deeds will be revealed, and his word will condemn us. Now's the time to give our hearts to him and enter into his life. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message?, I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the Church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.